They're Highlander 3 in it.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Molly Glover, Nick Glover, and Tim Wick.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we discuss spoilers, the concept of spoilers, and whether or not something has a time limit on when it can be ruined for you.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. I am your host, Molly Glover, joined as always by my co-hosts, Tim Wick.
I'm putting down my phone.
And Nick Glover.
Mine's already down, but I'm leaving it on.
Uh-huh.
Because there's stuff that I need to read for this episode.
All right. You better not
pornographic stuff.
Yeah,
I'm trying not to do distracted podcasting.
Or
trying not to do
fodcasting.
It's not illegal yet, but at any point.
So today we are going to talk about the concept of spoilers.
Yes.
And what constitutes a spoiler? How much time should pass in the wake of the, you know, Star Wars Force Awakens stuff? At this point, Adam Driver has hosted SNL, and as we said on our podcast about Star Wars, which was around Christmas time, we think that this is a good time for there to be the spoiler moratorium to be lifted, just for that particular movie.
January 16th was the what we had said.
I thought it was January 9th was the day 16th. That he's hosting it. Okay. Anyway,
so maybe it's not.
So maybe it's this Saturday then.
Anyway,
what
does it matter? We might spoil Star Wars or other shit while we're talking about spoilers. So beware.
Yeah, so watch out. We might spoil all kinds of things. Did you guys know Dumbledore killed Snape?
What?
It happened.
No, that's okay to say.
Why?
How long ago?
Not true.
So because of how long it's been?
How long it's been.
All right. So that's a good point. So here's something. First, let's talk about like what constitutes a spoiler, because this is a conversation, nay, an argument I have with my mother quite a lot.
Oh, that's a good. What is a spoiler and what is not?
Yeah, is it just major plot points? Is it? I personally. So when I go see a movie or am about to watch an episode of a TV show that I'm into, I don't want to know anything about it other than maybe a trailer. I don't read articles about it. I don't try to figure out what I can about it. I don't look to see all the different things. I just want to enjoy it and see it. So for me, like one time my mom knows how much I hate spoilers. And once my mom said, "This isn't a spoiler. I'm just really glad to see, this actress is again playing Ming-Hwa's mother in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D." And I said, "That is a spoiler, because now I know that we see Agent May's mother in this episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D." And she's like, "Well, it's not important to the plot." And my whole thing is, it doesn't matter. I didn't want it spoiled. I didn't want to know anything about it. You watching a thing and telling me a thing that's in the thing before I get to see it, to me, that's a spoiler.
So
yeah,
here's my like quick and dirty rule for what is a spoiler. It's by no means is it totally definitive, but it's a good rule of thumb. If it's in the trailer, it's not a spoiler. If it can be easily guessed or observed from what the spoiler, if the trailer suggests at it or shows it, then it's not a spoiler. If you're watching a TV show and it's in the next time on,
okay,
then it's not a spoiler. If it's clearly something that is hidden. Characters dying.
Sure.
Like in The Walking Dead.
Sure.
That's the, you know, someone died. That's a big thing.
Yeah.
You want to be courteous and not share. Anything that's like the early Shyamalan movies. Anything with a twist.
Yeah.
That's clearly a part of the enjoyment of the movie or TV show. Don't fucking say that.
But see,
however,
enjoyment.
I think here's an interesting point. One of the things that I've always found a spoiler that people don't think of as a spoiler is saying you won't believe the twist at the end.
Or,
yeah.
Or, oh man, it takes some crazy turns, but it's really good.
Yeah.
I agree. And
it's like when Cabin in the Woods was a movie that I for a year I didn't want to spoil it because I was like, if I talk about this movie,
yeah,
I will spoil the experience of watching it.
The Prestige is like that too.
There are so many moments. There are so many moments in Cabin in the Woods that take your impression of what this movie's supposed to be and fuck with it. That if you start talking about it at all, you're spoiling somebody's experience of going through that movie and experiencing those moments for themselves.
So, you know, so the thing that Nick just said about like things that detract from the enjoyment. And that is where the word, I think, that is where things get tricky.
It's so subjective.
It is, but for me, the enjoyment is seeing everything fresh. So when someone says to me, you know, oh, well, you could have figured that out from the trailer. I didn't watch the trailer. Like, and maybe I'm purposefully not watching the trailer, or maybe I didn't go, maybe I didn't see the next time.
So then, at that point, I feel there's a degree of self-responsibility and censorship to the outside world that you're responsible for going out of your way to make sure you don't see that shit.
So what do you do when someone just texts you and says, in my example, my mom texting me directly with the text with it saying, you know, this isn't a spoiler, but I'm really glad that Ming, you know, that actress played Ming Hua's mom again when she was played Agent May's mom. And it's like, to me, I'm like, oh, now the whole episode until she shows up, I'm going to be waiting for when we see her mom.
Yeah.
And there's, and trailers are another point. Like,
I also hate how spoilery trailers are these days. Where they showed the whole fucking movie.
The example I use with trailers that I find are terribly spoilerific. I remember seeing the trailer for The Shawshank Redemption, and I went to see the movie, and you get to that point where you're supposed to think Andy killed himself.
Yeah.
And I knew he didn't because I'd seen the trailer, and there's that shot of him standing in the stream in the rain.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
so he gets out of prison.
I'm like, I haven't seen that yet.
Yep.
He's not dead.
Yep.
Now, theoretically, that could have been like a dream sequence or something that happens later. But I was like, there was never a moment where that film, as good a job as they did of setting up the possibility that Andy's going to kill himself that night. I never believed it was a possibility. So I was taken out of it.
But and even if you hadn't seen the trailer, put that together from the trailer, I mean, like, the movie probably wasn't going to end with the protagonist killing themselves.
It's a Stephen King book. You never know.
The
point is that trailers can spoil.
Yeah.
And if there's a movie that I really give a fuck about, I'll often try to skip the trailers because I don't want to have it spoiled.
This brings me to another point. Can something have spoilers if there is a book of it already? Should people be expected to not... I mean, Shawshank Redemption, Game of Thrones, the movie The Shawshank Redemption, these are all books. These have been books for many years. You could go and read it at any time. It's not like with The Force Awakens, where literally no one knew what was going to happen except for the people who made the movie. So what at that point are you, I mean, you know.
But you got to make a choice to read the book.
Right.
And there are shit tons of books out there that people haven't read.
Sure. I'm not saying there's a right or wrong way. I'm just curious as to what people think about, what you guys think about that.
Counterpoint, you have to choose to go on the internet and be spoiled by something by reading it.
That's okay. That's not true with today's social media though, because the way Facebook works is you either cut yourself off from what is arguably at this point almost like a communication function. To be on, if you're not on Facebook, good for you. But if you are, people expect you to be on it and communicate with you that way. And it sucks to be confronted by things that you didn't choose to go look at. They just showed up on your feed.
Obviously, it's a dick move to put details of a movie or TV show that's freshly out in the subject or, you know, beginning of a Facebook post.
Mm-hmm. Or even in the comments, because now it shows comments.
And now it does show one comment or one or two comments and I kind of hate that.
Because you never know which ones it's going
to
be.
And so there's not really an easy way to talk about things. I really liked what people did for The Force Awakens was the day it came out, everyone started up private Facebook groups and started inviting their friends to these groups as they had seen the movie so that people could post about it and talk about it without posting about it in the comments or whatever, because that's not so safe. I don't think that that's something that needs to be done for every TV show and every movie.
The Force Awakens is one of those very weird things where the internet has been remarkably careful.
It was a cultural event.
Except for the giant assholes who are going on
Reddit
to Reddit and 4chan and going through every subreddit they could and posting it in the subject line of the... I mean, they were
like the trolls of the internet. They'd go to gardening, the gardening subreddit, and they'd post... I'm sorry, they'd post Kylo Ren is Han Solo's son and he kills Han Solo. That would just be the subject.
That would be the subject.
Yeah. And it's fun.
Now,
like,
let's be fair in that there are a lot of assholes and trolls on 4chan and Reddit. I mean, there are a lot of assholes and
they were going into Facebook, they were going to, like, Entertainment Weekly and posting there. Yeah. They were going to, you know, Facebook groups. They were making accounts and joining, like, the equivalent of Twin Cities Geeks or the Conversions page and posting same type of stuff there.
Which is a total asshole
move. That's literally why they're doing it, is to be assholes.
And that's
those
that's
people are scum.
Ridiculous.
I will say, so, but not to get all like back in my day, but so back in the day, like, you know, 15 years ago before social media really took off or really was a thing, if you ran into somebody... And even if it was online or whatever, because mostly then it was just emailing and chatting. But if you were talking to somebody and you said, oh, my God, do you watch Walking Dead? And they said, yes, but I haven't caught up yet. That kind of ends your conversation, because most people face to face aren't going to say, well, hold on, I'm going to tell you all about this last week's episode. Sure. Instead, they go, oh, shit. Oh, you got to watch it. Oh, I wish I had someone I could talk about this with.
Right.
But social media, Facebook specifically, and Tumblr and things, we all think that, and I don't, this is no judgment here, this is just a fact, we all now have a personal platform soapbox where we just talk at the world. We don't care if anyone sees it. You just post it. You're not posting it to someone. You're not trying to get, I mean, people will like it or whatever, but you're just saying it. It's like you're just talking to an open room, and then people either hear it or they don't. So it's not, you're not asking, has everyone on my friends list, you know, all however many hundred people seen this thing? Instead, you're like, oh my God, it was so awesome on Arrow when they, you know, put her in the Lazarus pit and she fucking came out and now she's all fucked up and she doesn't have a soul. Like, that's crazy. And then someone's like, fuck you, I haven't gotten to watch it yet. And so then people tend to get upset because they're like, this is my place. This is my wall. I get to talk about what I want on my wall. And people are like, but your shit spills over into my wall. And now we all have this. So I don't know. There's this interesting concept
I'm actually one of the places that I think it's even worse is there are all these promoted posts.
Yes.
You know,
or people will like share an article. And this is especially, I'm not a Game of Thrones watcher, but like, end of last season of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
You know, they kill Jon Snow. I know this because they were like...
It seems like they kill Jon Snow. Yes, that is correct.
I know that it seems like they kill
Jon Snow. Boy, it sure looks like the end for Jon Snow.
It looks like the end for Jon Snow. And I know this because a whole bunch of people were like posting articles or you just get it showing up in your feed. It's like, hey, look, Jezebel just posted an article about
the rape of Sansa or whatever. Yeah.
And it's like, you know, and it says, you know, what do we know about Jon Snow after the finale of Game of Thrones? I'm like, oh, well, he probably got killed or it looks like he's dead.
Yeah.
And it's like,
Jon Snow be back?
Yeah. It was right there in the lead of the article.
Yeah.
And that is the problem, I think, sometimes with social media, is everybody can be really good, and they were really good about Force Awakens, but suddenly you've got all these websites that are popping up in the promoted posts with spoilers that are right in...
I used to follow and listen to the Currents morning show, and one morning, a Monday morning, we had gotten home late on Sunday night because we'd had a show, so we hadn't been able to watch the TV shows we'd recorded. Got up to take a bath. I'm looking through Facebook, and there's a post from the Current Morning Show, and the first two words are it says Family Guy, R.I.P. Brian.
Wow.
And then it's like goes on to say something about else. And I was like, that's really shitty of you guys, like, to put that in the first line.
It wasn't in the, like, next week on. It wasn't on any trailers.
There were no trailers about it. It just happened. And I was like, that's super shitty of you guys. And the response that I got from the female DJ, whose name I can't think of right now, was like, why? Did you, like, record it and you were going to watch it? I'm like, Actually, yes. It's one of my favorite shows. It has been not even 12 hours since this show aired, and you guys are already posting about it. And the, like,
they were indignant and unapologetic.
And that's what bothers me, I think, the most, to get back to the general topic about spoilers, is that when someone says to you, "You spoiled that for me, that sucks," your reaction should be, "Fuck, I am so sorry," because that's happened to all of us and no one likes it. And you should feel bad that you did it by accident. You don't have to beat yourself up about it, but say you're sorry. Don't be like, "Oh, excuse you for being on my whatever." Like,
yeah. So now I'm going to, one thing, John Kovalik, actually did a thing right as Star Wars came out, which was basically a continuum of who's at fault when something is spoiled. And I don't know if you guys have seen it. I pulled it up. So I'll link to it. So he says, basically, opening weekend, anything that's spoiled is 100% the fault of the spoiler, not at all the fault of the spoilee.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And basically, he says it moves up 2 weeks after the thing comes out.
There's a 50-50.
It's 50-50. You know,
and
the spoilee,
week two onwards,
It slowly moves to the point that as time moves on, it becomes more the fault of the spoilee.
Sure.
Because, you know, they haven't
seen
the
thing. And I agree with that. I agree. To some degree, to some point, you can't say, "That's only been out for 6 months and I didn't get a chance to get around to it yet." Agreed. But, and I think there are exceptions to be made, like we talked about on our Star Wars thing. Force Awakens is longer because of the holidays, the how hard it is to get tickets for a lot of people, the fact that it's a big fucking cultural deal for a lot of us.
I think, and the nature of the spoiler, too.
Yeah. Saying the Millennium Falcon is in it and Rey flies it isn't as much of a spoiler as...
I think the media matters, too. I think the grace period for spoilers is longer for movies than it is for television.
Okay.
I think like Game of Thrones or Walking Dead are like the two examples that I see the most. And
I find that interesting because not everyone has DVR. Not everyone has the ability to record shows, but everyone has the ability to go out to a movie theater and see a movie. To me, TV has the longer.
But
everyone has cable.
That's a good point. I actually agree with you, and I think TV, you know, when I talk about articles popping up on Facebook, it's like, it's almost all TV shows. It's like,
it's always the
last
next day.
Night's Walking Dead, you won't believe who died.
But here's why. Because they spoiled an episode and not like a whole season.
That's fair.
It's the episodic, progressive and arcing nature of television is more of an interactive pop culture experience with their audience. People watch an episode, they want to post and talk about it online, they watch and talk about next week, they watch next week. There's a whole fucking second TV show just to talk about The Walking Dead, The Talking Dead. And I think the reason that show exists kind of supports the statement I'm making, and that's that with movies, it's one and done. It's an event.
That's
it's
true.
A thing.
Okay.
You go out. With television,
it costs more.
It's television.
Generally.
It's week to week. It's episodic. If someone ruins one episode for you, it's like, well, guess what? The next episode was already coming out next week.
Yeah, that's fair.
The next Star Wars movie the next episode Star Wars movie isn't coming out for a year and a half.
Yeah, that's fair. I get that.
So, the cycle is shorter.
I agree with the psychologically, you know. So the question is, you know, but to me still, if it's a TV show, I mean, you ought to give people a week to watch the fucking show.
If it's a TV show and you don't have cable or you don't have Hulu or you're not watching that show or you're watching it on Netflix.
Yeah.
You're already waiting an entire year or more.
That's true. Sure.
I think part of the assumed risk with not watching a show as it comes out and watching it through a secondary means is, guess what? That show clearly isn't as important to you because you haven't prioritized your life
or
resources.
Or you just don't have the
resources. Right.
It could
that's
be very
true.
Important to you and you don't have the money. I don't want to make it sound like things, luxuries aren't important to you
absolutely.
If you can't afford them.
But I feel like with that comes kind of some of this might be spoiled for me
until
I catch up.
But don't you think it's fair to give somebody, you know, like, until the next fucking episode comes
absolutely.
Out?
Absolutely.
If it's a weekly show, shouldn't they at least have a week grace period where they don't see a headline
thing. So this is, I want to get into this too, which is the whole idea of, you know, and I have this problem with working on X-Wing, I have this problem where every now and then we will notice that there is someone who is talking on forums somewhere that sure seems to know a lot more than they should about a thing. And is that one of our playtesters and we just don't know? And there's been times we've tracked it down and figured out who it is, and that playtester group lead is like, I'm so sorry, this is one of my guys, he's out.
Yep.
Like, and that has happened. And so what frustrates me is this idea, and this one guy that had this happen recently, and his response and his defense was, I just wanted to talk to people and give them a little something, get them titillated and try to get them excited to buy these ships. So sorry. And it's like, that's not your job. Your job is not to get people excited for this. And that is where I get frustrated with websites and stuff, where it's like, your job is not necessarily to promote this movie, to promote this show. And if you're getting paid to do it, that's a whole other episode about paid content and sponsored content and
but do get paid to do it in the form of advertising.
And clickbait. That's right. The whole thing. So what I think, there's two things working against us here. And one is this concept of my wall, my space, my place to say whatever I want and shouting into the void, as opposed to, you know, speaking to a person who is saying, please don't tell me these things. And then also the twin of ad revenue being based on if you can get someone to click it.
Sure. So
they're both taking advantage of something incredibly innocent, which is, I'm just so fucking excited about this thing I love, and I want to read about it and talk about it, which is itself very innocent.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But the interesting thing, again, using The Force Awakens as an example, there have been a lot of articles that I've seen about The Force Awakens, like 40 plot holes in The Force Awakens, which, by the way, bullshit
article. The most bullshit article I've ever seen.
All 40 of them are not fucking.
You know what should have been called? 40 times I didn't pay attention while watching The Force Awakens.
Yeah, you're reading, all that I'm reading right now is that this person didn't pay attention shit that didn't necessarily get said but was clearly shown.
Yeah.
You know, anyway. But the point
is, 39 of them, and one is an opinion that could be said about every movie ever made.
But anyway. So fuck that. But the thing is, all it says is 40 plot holes. Now that is a headline, completely acceptable. And it's still clickbait, and it's going to get the people that loved and or hated the movie to click through to read it without spoiling anything. And you could do the same thing, and sometimes they do, but using Game of Thrones as the example again, I remember at the end of last season, there were some click-throughs that were what happened? You won't believe what happened on the Game of Thrones season finale. Versus what's going to happen to Jon Snow.
There are some sites I just block on Facebook because of that, because they write those kinds of headlines that make me insane, that are garbage media headlines.
But what's interesting is none of the garbage media is doing it for Force Awakens. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it done once.
No, because this is one of the spoiler things I wanted us to talk about, that someone actually commented on the Force Awakens episode and said...
Our Force Awakens
episode. Yeah, our Force Awakens episode, and said... mentioned the spoiler backlash for the quote-unquote... I don't know if they use the term bullying, but I've heard other people talk about people
spoiler
bullying
shaming.
People about
being
spoilers.
Shamed, publicly shamed spoiler for
shaming.
Yep.
And how, you know, don't you dare threaten... spoil anything for me, or I'll unfriend and block you, and things like that. And,
you don't have the right to be someone's Facebook friend.
Yeah, I don't
so I don't have a problem
that.
With it. Anytime someone's like, if you do X, I will unfriend and block you, and you're like, but I love X, then you shouldn't be friends. Like, I don't know what to say. It's such a weird... People think they have the right to be connected to other people on social media.
I don't... Yeah, there's some entitlement there with that. I don't think that... it's unrealistic or to say, I mean, I've seen people say for Walking Dead, Abby and Bryn watch Walking Dead.
And they're in Hawaii.
And they're in Hawaii. So I've seen them say, motherfuckers, we're in Hawaii.
Yeah.
We don't get to watch this shit the same time as you. If you spoil Walking Dead for me, we're no longer friends.
Yep.
You know, look, it's, it's their Facebook wall. They can do it. Yeah. I've made posts something to the effect of, I completely support same-sex marriage.
Yep.
I think anybody who doesn't support same-sex marriage is not just fucking wrong, but a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You know, and that I have no respect for your point of view.
Yep.
And go ahead and unfriend me because I'm not going to stop.
Yeah.
If that's your problem. I'm not going to pretend to think that you have a point worth listening to.
I unfriended all but one of the people that when you did that search for your friends who like Donald Trump, I unfriended all but one of them because the one I didn't unfriend, I was like, oh, I know she's kidding. Like that's from the, like she liked him back when he was a celebrity business, whatever. I wonder if she even knows. And I sent her a message and was like, just so you know, you're showing up on this list. And she was like, ew. And took it off because it was back when he was just a celebrity and not trying to ruin the country.
A fucked up candidate for president.
But, yeah, I think.
Not so overtly trying to fuck up.
Like yeah. Right. Yeah. No. I think that there's a lot. There's a lot to go on here. I mean, obviously, just in general, we all need to not be dicks to each other and to try to, like, apologize when someone says that you hurt their feelings or spoiled something for them or wrecked their experience. Just say you're fucking sorry. You know how far that word goes?
And
just say, I'm sorry. God, I'm sorry.
Just recognize, I think the when it comes to spoilers, what I tend to think is, if somebody says, I don't want to know anything about the movie, they literally mean, I do not want to know anything about the movie or the show. Don't say, anything that you say is potentially a spoiler.
But at the same time, like, if someone doesn't want to know anything about it, they have to take a little bit of the responsibility
that
to, like...
That is true.
As long
as their mothers don't fucking text them. That is what I'm getting at.
And that's a problem between you and your mother.
But a lot of people have the same thing where a friend texts them and says, OMG, are you watching this? It's crazy because...
And that person's kind of a shitty friend.
After a certain
If you've made that
period.
Clear...
I just don't think a lot of people realize that... I'm thinking what I'm saying is I don't think a lot of people realize that for some people, myself included... Any information can be a spoiler if I'm saying, I just don't, why do you need to say that? Right. Why do you need to text me this?
And I'm saying, you can't expect everyone to put out no information. And in certain specific examples where there's an individual and there's direct communication, everybody gets one, maybe two if they forget. But after that, every single time they do it, it's a dick move.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, between two people.
I mean, the realistic thing is, before you spill anything, you should say, have you seen this yet?
Yeah.
That's
exactly. And the answer is, then, do you care?
Yep.
Yeah. And maybe the answer is no, because you know what? I'm kind of the opinion that unless it's something really big... If somebody's like, do you care if I spoil this for you? I'm like, I don't care because to me, if the story's told well, I don't care if I know how it is. But I think for a lot of people, they don't want to know before they go in. And it is respectful to say, do you care?
We saw someone that was like, who cares if Star Wars gets spoiled? It's just a fucking movie. Get over it. Like, they were complaining about people's concern about spoilers. And I just realized that's basically the All Lives Matter of complaining about about complaining about spoilers.
Yeah.
It's like, why do you even care? It's like, fuck you. You don't get to tell me if I don't get to care or not. Like, if it doesn't matter to you, how about you just let it not matter to you? Like, why do you have to...
But respect
about it,
that it matters to others.
Yeah. And that's what it was, a lack of...
I would like to also point out, because it got shared so much and to the point where I had people telling me it happened, and I'm like, I don't think that happened. No one got beaten nearly to death or to death in the lobby of a theater. That did not happen. That did not happen. CNN apparently might have reported it.
I heard
from a person in person that CNN reported it. I couldn't find that because, of course, they probably took it down. But and I was like, it's so obviously satire when the cop is quoted as saying, we're not going to prosecute because he got what was coming to him. And the victim was white, so we really know it didn't happen.
Before we go to five questions... Just real quick, do we want to say, like, some personal, like, timeline guidelines, what we think is reasonable for TV and movies for spoilers?
I'm in kind of agreement with John Kovalik's timeline. It's like...
2 weeks?
It's like opening weekend, you should keep your mouth shut.
Yep.
The first week...
Still keep your mouth shut, but...
Yeah, it was... If it, when you reach 2 weeks, then it's like
50-50.
You're running the risk, mm-hmm. and you have to assume the risk that you're going to see something.
There's shared responsibility and then a sliding scale of less responsibility after right. 2 weeks.
For TV shows, I feel like 1 week. I mean, if they if they're coming out, if the next episode is next week, well, people are going to start wanting to talk about what happened in last week's episode, and it's kind of unfair to think that they have to wait until you watch it.
I think with a few exceptions of where something becomes a pop culture event, like Star Wars, or maybe like a Game of Thrones season finale,
mm-hmm.
it's probably a week for television, 2 weeks for movies, with a sliding scale of responsibility after that. But like The Force Awakens, that January 16th was just such a perfect date because Adam Driver on SNL, like it's going to become part of the fucking zeitgeist, like, you know,
maybe.
Luke's
yep.
father.
Maybe.
We know who that is. That's a pop culture joke. Eventually, it's got to become that common knowledge, that mythos that everyone knows.
Yeah.
So like big events, maybe tack on a week to both of those. Like a show season finale, maybe 2 weeks instead of one,
mm-hmm.
and 3 weeks for a movie instead of two.
I mean, I think it's still respectful to say, I'm going to spoil this.
Yeah.
Spoilers. I feel like when it comes to Facebook, I don't know why you need to talk about it yet. I don't know why that you're... I think everyone has plenty of other things they can post about, because Facebook, you can't... It's very difficult to control what shows up in your feed without unfollowing someone. So that's one thing I would say about that, especially since you can easily make private posts and groups or whatever in Facebook. I think if it's on Facebook, I would say a month. I don't think there's any reason that you... I don't have any reason...
For both? A month for both?
I think, yeah. I don't see... I have no reason to go on Facebook and say anything other than last night's Arrow was really great. I don't need to go on and say plot points. I don't... And if someone's like, oh man, I really want to talk about plot points, I can be like, yeah, let's private message about it. Because that's, it's Facebook, you can't control it. I think in person, that's different. I think things like our podcast, we tell people ahead of time. Very clearly, they have the option of turning it off.
And they can hit stop.
They can hit stop and they can come back to it. Yep,
yeah.
yep. Newspaper articles, as long as it isn't in the headline, you don't have to read it. But when it's on your Facebook feed, the whole post is there. Sometimes the comments show up. People will share it. You can't control that as much.
This is not to refute your opinion or point.
It's just my opinion.
There are plenty of plugins and extensions where you can put in keywords and turn them on and off easily
That's
to
true.
Filter that stuff up.
That's
even,
true.
Even for Facebook.
But maybe I don't know. Maybe I don't even know I need to filter it out.
I'm just saying that like if to the individual that sort of things, like trigger warnings, okay? I'll liken it to that because they're very similar. If reading the word rape, regardless of context, will disturb you to the point where it's going to just fuck up your day or your week and break you as a person, then it might be time to look into getting a filter and putting that word on it.
On you.
Yes.
But if someone comes to your page and starts shouting rape at you, then that person's a fuckface.
Or I think they're completely different. I really do. I don't think they're the same, because I think that the difference is like, I'm not saying it's going to break me. I'm not saying I'm not going to, you know what's going to happen? I'm not going to get mad at someone that much. I might be just like, oh man, come on. Like, but what's going to happen is it's going to decrease my enjoyment of a thing. And now you're asking me to choose between paying attention to what my friends say, which I don't have a lot of friends. I like paying attention to what they say.
Yeah.
Or being on the internet. I'm on the internet a lot. I like it. And for the people that I know who so easily say, well, just avoid the internet, these are all people who are on their phones fucking constantly. So, good luck. You do it then. Like, I don't believe you. But my whole point is like, just I've never seen a thing. I've never seen a post of it that had spoilers in it on Facebook that needed to be said. It's just think about your reasons for saying plot points. Maybe how about that? And think about why you feel the need to say them, and if there's a way to say what you want to say without it. If what you want to say is the themes between family and responsibility in The Force Awakens are amazing to me. Like, and instead of saying, man, when he kills his father, that really, like, resonated with me. It was fucked. Like, there's ways to say it. Just use your words, I guess. Right. I don't know. Anyway, so that's spoilers. Talk to us about spoilers, what you think. Obviously, everyone has a personal opinion, and in the age of social media, we have never been more painfully aware that everyone has a personal opinion about what they want to say. Obviously, our rules aren't necessarily yours, so...
What are your rules?
Yeah, what are your rules? What's a time that something got spoiled for you and you were mad? Or what's a time that you spoiled something for someone and felt shitty?
Completely vindicated.
Or, are you the type of person that gets angry when someone calls you out on that? I've seen that happen, too, so, you know, let's hear about it. And now I'm going to introduce my own 5 questions, I guess, so...
Yeah,
we have 5 questions from... 5 answers from listener Nathan Heavenstone. I sent him in.
Cool.
Did you say, is there any lead in?
Here's my answers to the new 5 questions.
Wow, that's an exciting lead in. Question number one, what's a movie you will stop and watch anytime it's on?
I don't just watch the TV anymore. I'm on the internet all the time now. And there are lots of movies I go back and watch all the time, the most often on my computer. If I had to pick one, The Usual Suspects.
Ah, yeah, nice.
I practically know it by heart now, yet it never ceases to entertain. I still consider it to be a genre-defining twist.
Speaking of spoilers.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
That's a good one for this episode.
Yeah. It is.
Question number 2, what is your geekiest or most prized possession?
I have to go back to the old questions for this one. It's still my collection of Led Zeppelin bootlegs. Mm. Beyond that, I don't really have anything else. I would love one of the original objects. It was a promotional item for the original release of Led Zeppelin's album Presence. Then there's a link that shows you what it is. They sell for so much now, hundreds, thousands of dollars, and I just don't make the income to afford one right now, especially when paying off all my damn student loans. Frickin' USA capitalism.
Feel the burn.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Question number 3. What is deity or supernatural being you wish was real?
The Roman Pantheon.
Yeah.
I don't know why, and I know it's not a very inventive answer. I think it'd be really cool to meet them. I guess I'm just boring like that or something. Man, take some self-esteem classes. Jesus.
That'll help.
Seeing as they're the same gods, would you accept the Greek Pantheon?
No, they're not the same, huh?
They're almost the same.
It's basically like saying I wish the Justice League was real.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And who doesn't wish that? Well, there are a lot of problems with the Justice
League. Well, anyway. I mean, they're broken and imperfect beings.
And if the Justice League was real, all of the things they fight would be real, and that would be problematic.
And there'd be Minotaurs.
Plural.
Question number 4. Say religion is gone. What is the biggest problem that humanity now faces?
There was a time when I would have said nothing. That with religion gone, the world would be a vastly better, vastly improved place. Then Rebecca Watson said, guys, don't do that. I should probably add that I agreed with her then and still do now. Mm. So now, I would say religion may be the easiest, most accessible excuse, but that's all it is, really. People will still find ways to be misogynistic, racist, transphobic, homophobic, ableist, and so on. After all, just look at how atheists have been abusing evolutionary psychology to claim that atheism is, quote, more of a guy thing, or to justify racial profiling, torture, and untenable, affordable, society-destroying wars. I didn't know that atheists have been using evolutionary psychology to justify
it. Yes. I mean, absolutely. It sounds science.
There's a huge
to justify wars.
There's a huge chunk of the MRA movement that's atheists.
Oh yeah,
and they use that kind of bullshit.
Okay, I know. I knew about the more of a guy thing, but I've never heard about him. Yeah, anyway, back to the answers. And it's still frustrating when a white atheist says all lives matter, despite this being a lie. In the face of people of color, both cis and trans, getting murdered by the police. Yeah, it's frustrating when any white person says it, but I still cringe more when it comes from a supposedly, quote, rational atheist. So really, everything we face now will still be a problem if religion goes. It may be harder to hold on to, but bigots will always have an excuse to be bigots, and oppressors will always find reasons to oppress. I think that this stuff is deeper ingrained than even religion. Personally, I hate straight, white, cisgendered, able-bodied men. Note, I am one.
So what's the biggest problem?
It's just the most depressing answer ever. He's basically saying nothing.
Nothing will ever be okay, and everything's bad, and he hates himself for the way he was born, so I don't know.
Sorry, man. Really sorry.
Sorry, Nathan. That's, again, really, though, maybe look into some, like, self-esteem, like, bolstering therapy or something. I just think, like, I feel bad for this dude. Like, sounds like he's really down on the world and himself.
Or at least in that answer. All right, question number 5. What's your favorite quote?
It's a cliche, but it's also come to define who I am. I don't want to believe, I want to know. Carl Sagan. See, so there you go. That's a happier. Great quote.
That's yeah. Right. Maybe he was just down for that question.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's a tough time in the world. We know, Nathan. Yeah. It can be hard to look at everything and see beauty, but there's good stuff. The world is technically actually better than it was
every year than ever before.
Infant mortality rates are down. All kinds of stuff is better. People have more access to clean water. Malaria is going away. All kinds of stuff. So there's always good things to focus on.
I should say abortion's still legal in the United States.
It's legal in a lot of places.
All of them, for the most. Well, anyway, never mind.
Yeah. I have them on a short list of where I'm moving. thank you, Nathan. If you want to answer our five questions, send your answers to 5questions@geeksithoutgod.com. You can find them on our website, or you can just, you know, rewind and listen to us say them just now. Yes.
Unless you just skip to the end where we say this part.
Right, right. And then I don't know why you did that.
Because you're afraid we were going to spoil things when we were talking
about spoilers. I don't know why you did that. That seems weird, but right. Please like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Send in your comments and tell us what you want to say about anything we have ever said. I don't know. I'm losing it.
This is what we do at the end.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you later. Bye.
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 Darth Vader is Luke's father.
Rosebud is a sled.
The butler did it.
In which movie?
All of them.
We're geeks. We're geeks. We're geeks without God. We're geeks. We're geeks. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks. Geeks without God.
Need more Geeks Without God? Go to our website, read our blog posts, find us on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter @GeeksWithoutGod. Social media!
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Ramble, ramble.